Boy protesting EU green agenda narrowly avoided death after being shot at by police, claim. By Peter Cattle on July 7, 2022. A boy protesting the enforcement of the EU's green agenda in the Netherlands is said to have narrowly avoided being killed after being shot at by police. Juke, the 16-year-old son of a farmer, is said to have narrowly avoided being killed after police opened fire on the boy's tractor. The incident, which occurred on Tuesday evening, occurred during a large-scale farmers' protest against the Dutch government, which is currently trying to enforce EU green agenda rules which could see as many as 30% of all livestock farms shut down. According to a report by De Telegraaf, the boy's mother has claimed that one projectile fired by Dutch police missed the boy's head by mere fractions of an inch. Juke, along with two others, was subsequently arrested by police on the charge of attempted manslaughter, though this charge was later dropped, while police justify the shooting as having occurred because officers were under threat. Both of these claims have since been scoffed at by the boy's lawyer. There are clear images of what happened, the legal expert, Robert Snorn, reportedly remarked. If you look at it, you see that there is no question of attempted manslaughter. Juke stands in a line of tractors, drives around police cars and doesn't even come close to police cars. Snorn has also claimed that the boy may end up filing a complaint of attempted murder himself against the police who shot at him. It is a personal decision of the family, but I could imagine that they file a report, he said. The case of Juke is only one of many controversies surrounding the ongoing farmers' protests in the country, prompted by the government's attempt to clamp down on local food producers in order to fulfill the European Union's own green agenda. In particular, the leftist government currently in power in the country is currently aiming to cut nitrogen emissions by 50% nationally, and up to 95% in some local conservation areas. To this end, up to 30% of the country's livestock farms could be annihilated in the move the government has simply referred to as an unavoidable transition. While authorities in the country may be willing to absolutely gut their agriculture industry, the farmers themselves are clearly not, with protesters operating blockades of distribution centers across the country, resulting in many supermarkets experiencing major shortages in a wide variety of goods. As of Tuesday, the protest is already believed to have cost the state tens of millions of euros, with further costs likely to mount as authorities struggle to defuse the situation, while neither side appears to be showing signs of backing down as of the time of writing. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.